Let's pray.
God, thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can gather and that we can worship. Lord, we ask for your presence, God, to come and fill this place. God, open wide our heart and our mind. Open our ears, Lord, to hear the voice of Abba Father speaking to us today. And so, God, we welcome you. Come and do a deep work within us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning I'm going to be speaking on true wisdom, and this is out of Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. So to open, I want to ask you a question. Where do you go for wisdom? So when you reach a crossroads in your life, when you have to make an important decision, when you're confused and don't know what to do, where do you go for wisdom and advice? I actually asked this question at New Vine last week, and Eric gave a very interesting answer. He said, Google search. I said, oh, I didn't think about that before. All right, so what, you go to the internet, Google, okay. Maybe for some of you that, you know, for wisdom, read books, a lot of books. How many of you guys like reading books? Okay. Me, not so much. I only do it because I had to. New York Times bestsellers. Maybe for some of you youth, like who do you talk to when you need wisdom? You talk to teachers, parents, counselors. Maybe for some of us, we really like going to different conferences, right? This conference is talking about this different conference, and we like to go and gather insight and wisdom. Maybe some of us like going online, watching different talks, TED Talks, things like that. Maybe for some of you, you talk to friends that you can trust. Okay, so where do you go for wisdom? We can go to a lot of different places, but let me ask you a secondary follow-up question. When you go to these places for wisdom, how do you know that what they're saying is true? How do you know that what the wisdom that they're giving you is accurate, that it's real? So this is the idea that I want to present to you today, and it's this. Can we read that together? I can always trust in Abba to give me the truest source of wisdom and guidance for my life. Did you guys know that every time you go to Father God, and when the Lord speaks to you, when you open up his word, you can trust that whatever he is saying is 100% true. Whenever you open the word of God, if God says it, it's true. We don't even have to think, well, maybe it's not, you know. And so if you are ever confused, if you ever need to make major decisions in your life, we can always turn to Abba Father and trust that he is going to speak to you. And he is going to give you the best source of guidance. So let's read the passage for today. Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. What is this proverb saying about wisdom? It's saying that we can trust in God, that we can trust in his word, okay? That we don't have to lean on our own understanding. We don't have to rely on what we know. And that every time we turn to the Lord, he will give us guidance. And I think this is a good prescription for how we should walk within our life with God. The longer that I walk with the Lord, the simpler I want to be. I don't want to be overly ambitious. I don't want to assume that I know everything. At the end of the day, I feel like the Lord is looking for men and women that will just simply walk with Him. Men and women that will walk with the Lord, love Him deeply, and fear Him. So let's talk about God's way of attaining wisdom. And this is what we're going to be focusing on this morning. How do we get wisdom? Let's see how God wants us to attain wisdom. Okay? Number one is cling to His word. So it says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." There's this old song that I learned when I was a little kid in like Sunday school, and it went like this. Well, the words were, "Read your Bible, pray every day." I asked the youth this question, and nobody really knew what that song was. Does anybody know that song, "Read Your Bible"? Okay. For those of you that know it, let's sing it together, all right? "Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow." There's a second part, do you know it? Right? "Don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. Don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. Don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink." Good job. Now everybody knows the song, all right? Kind of silly, right? Kind of embarrassing. But the truth is very profound. How do you grow? Read your Bible, pray every day. Okay? The Word of God and intercession. To eat the Word of God and then to regurgitate it through prayer and intercession. This is how we grow. And this is what it's saying in Proverbs again. Cling to the Word of God. Do not forget the Lord's teaching. Put the commands in your heart. They will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. There's this term in, there's this concept in area of study within the Christian faith, and it's this word called spiritual formation. And there's a lot of different definitions, but I'll just give you one, which is, spiritual formation is the process and practices by which we grow in our faith and look more like Jesus Christ. So the question is, how do we develop spiritual formation? How do we grow in Christ? Now, there's a lot of different ways in our relationship with God that we can interact with Him, right? We can journal. How many of you like journaling with the Lord? Okay. Sometimes we go to special conferences. Sometimes there's worship nights. For some of us, you know, we love reading books about God. You know, Tozer, J.I. Packer, C.S. Lewis. Some of us like meeting up with friends to have deep conversations about God. Some of us like going to taking a day to practice silence and solitude, going on hikes to enjoy creation, doing prophetic art, a lot of those things. But I want to propose to you today that the best way to grow in your relationship with God is simply this, to cling to the Word of God, to read His Word, to eat it every day, to savor it. For myself, I would say most of how I've grown in God and where I am today is simply because I spent time with Him in the morning reading His Word. I mean, I think the conferences are nice, and sometimes I listen to online sermons and different things like that. But I think the meat of how I've grown in the Lord is just to simply read His Word in the morning. Because when I read the Word of God, then it goes into my heart. and I hold it in my heart. And when you hold the commands of the Lord in your heart, then the Lord begins to transform you. So how about you? Do you cling to the word of God? Do you love his word? Do you like love it? Can you like not just like it, but just like really enjoy it? Savor each word. Okay. In our apartment with Dave and Angus, we love watching this movie. It's called Nacho Libre. Has anyone seen it? It's kind of a very silly movie. But we've watched it so many times that we begin to quote it word for word. So we can probably watch the whole movie and just say the whole script through. And it's a very quote-worthy movie, okay? But it's like, we love it. This is a very poor illustration. Okay, do you love the word of... I shouldn't have made that illustration. All right, let's go to the next one. Second way, God's way of attaining wisdom. Trust and rely confidently in the Lord. Let's read that together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. When you listen to the Lord will speak to you. When we spend time in the Word of God, God is going to speak to you. And I want to just share honestly with you that sometimes, even for me, you know, I feel like with the prophetic and listening to the voice of God, I mean, I feel like since the Holy Spirit renewed me in college and since I started having like a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, I mean, I feel like I've been listening to God's voice for about 8 years now, but I still get it wrong. The process of listening to his voice and his word is not always the easiest. Sometimes I feel like I'm hearing something from the Lord, and then later on it turns out, oh, I guess not. I guess it wasn't the word of the Lord. And there are so many times I can think about in my life where I feel like I heard God's voice and I was pretty sure that it was him. And then later on the situation changes and I have to realize, wow, I guess it wasn't the Lord. And that's honestly a struggle for me. There are people in my life I was so sure that God was going to heal. You know, I got dreams, got prophetic words, and then it turned out not to be so. And even this week, I was learning this lesson all over again. I was so sure that God was saying something to me, but I had to come to a point where I had to admit, I think I heard God wrong. So the process of listening to God's voice is not always the easiest. But even in the midst of that, I would rather do that. I would rather walk through the process of discerning the voice of the Lord than to stay stuck in my own thoughts. I would rather try to do my best to trust and rely confidently in the Lord, even if I get it wrong sometimes, than to just trust in my own thoughts, in my own wisdom, in my own understanding. The more that I walk with the Lord, the less I trust myself. And the reason why I say that is because there's been seasons of my life where I realize that I'm so depraved, like my mind is not right. Like, I look back at some seasons of my life, it's like, wow, my pattern of thinking and the things that I was thinking was not right at all. I remember a couple years ago, you know, I was struggling with mild depression, and I learned that I could not trust my own thoughts, because I would wake up in the morning, or I would be late at night, and then all these depressive thoughts would come in. It says, life doesn't matter. You know, I don't want to do anything. I don't feel like doing anything. You know, I'd rather just not talk to anyone. And all of these thoughts would come in. And I'd have to say, but that's not the truth. That's not right. And so part of my process is like, I cannot, even though I'm thinking this, and even though I believe that it is kind of my thoughts, but I'm not going to trust that because that's not what agrees to the word of God. And so part of my process has been learning to trust myself less and trust more in the Lord. So my heart deceives me, and oftentimes my mind is scattered, and my will often manifest the flesh. But you know what Jesus asks? Jesus asks us to just trust ourselves less and less and grip and cling on to him. So you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to understand everything that the Lord is even asking you to do. All you need to do is grab the cloak of his garment, and then he'll heal us, and then he'll give us his life, okay? So when we grip and cling on to Jesus, when we grip and cling on to the cross, we find all that we need, regardless of how much we understand. Maybe you can remember when you were a kid and your parents told you to do something. And usually when the kid doesn't want to obey the parent, they'll ask a question. And what's the question? Why? Right? It's like, do this. Why? And then sometimes if the parent is patient enough, they'll explain it. But if the parent's not patient enough, what is the parent going to say? Just do it. You know, no need to ask why. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Because I said so. Yes, Annie. Because I said so. I feel like that's for us sometimes in our walk with the Lord. It's like the Lord is asking us to do something, and God's not like an angry parent, but we're like, but why? But why? But why? And sometimes the Lord doesn't give us the reason why, but he just says, just do it in a loving way. You know what I mean? And what is the response of us? Say, well, I don't understand, and I don't understand completely why you're asking me to do this, but I'm going to trust and rely confidently in the Lord. And I feel like that's what distinguishes men and women who have true wisdom and fear the Lord, is that even though I don't understand, I'm going to trust that if the Lord said it, then I'm going to act upon it. Yeah. Number three, refuse to trust in your own insight or understanding. So let's read this verse again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So you might ask, okay, well, why wouldn't I trust in my own ability to think, right? Well, God gave me a brain, right? God gave me intellect, right? Are you saying that I shouldn't think anymore? I'm not saying that, okay? But I am saying, do you realize that even what you think may not be right? Even the thoughts that we are thinking could deceive us, right? So yes, use your mind and think deeply and think intellectually, but always submit first to the voice of the Lord. So it's not about what you can think and not about what you can understand, but the very first thing and the most fundamental is to listen to the voice of the Lord, okay? So many of you are very intellectually smart and you got 4.0, in school and whatnot, and God has given you a great brain. So if you can get into Harvard, if you can get into Berkeley, go ahead, do it. Do it for the glory of God. But at the end of the day, we must submit our mind to Jesus Christ. And if God says something that counteracts what we believe and think, then you have a choice, right? Am I going to just trust in what I understand, or am I going to submit to the word of the Lord? So the very first thing is that we must listen to the voice of God. So God is not so impressed about how much theology that we have, all right? How knowledgeable in the Bible we are, or how smart you are. Simple hearts that listen to the voice of the Lord and walk with him in obedience and faith win at the end of the day. So you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. And maybe for you and for me, that's a relief, right? So I'm definitely not the smartest person in the room, but I'm going to be stupid. I'm going to be stupid enough that if the Lord says something, I'm just going to act and I'm going to obey, regardless of how much I understand. And I think that is being truly smart, right? To listen to the voice of the Lord, regardless of how much we understand. So think less and listen more. Say that to the person next to you. Think less, listen more. Stop processing everything through your brain in order to walk forward with Jesus Christ and just listen more to the voice of the Lord, okay? We're going to sing a lot of songs today. I want to share with you this song. It's from Will Reagan or United Pursuit, and the lyrics, I was thinking about it as I was preparing this, and I said, oh, this is actually out of Proverbs 3. But the lyrics go like this. And maybe if you know it, you can sing it with me together, okay? I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. And then the bridge goes, there's nothing I hold on to. 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 And then it repeats and says, I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I think this image of open hands is what the Lord is looking for in our lives. God's way of attaining wisdom. Number four, it says, acknowledge and submit all your plans to him. Let's read that together, the verse. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So life is always about open hands. Never hold on to anything too tightly. So God has given each one of you many gifts and many talents. God has given you the ability to go to school. God has given you guys great jobs. God has given you guys many children, great families. Okay, we steward it well. But in everything that God has given us, we must acknowledge and submit everything to him. Because there may come a time when God is going to change it. There may be a time when the Lord is asking, will you be able to lay this down? Or will you be able to change it? And a lot of times I see that it's not always the case that people are willing to lay things down for the Lord. And that's sad, because when we hold too tightly to what the Lord has given us and not submit to him, we fall out of the Lord's blessing and his favor and his presence. And so with everything that the Lord has given to you, steward it well and do it well. But in everything, we must acknowledge and submit it to him. And it says, the promise here is that God will make your path straight. A lot of times we feel like, I have to make my path straight. I need to figure out what I'm going to be doing with my life. Do some of you feel like that? I feel like I got to make my own plans, and because that's what school is telling me. That's what my parents are telling me. That's what life is telling me. It's like, what are you going to do with your life? And so we fall into the temptation that, okay, I got to figure things out. I'm going to, you know, go here, go there. I'm going to take these classes and whatnot. When we forget the whole time that who is the one that makes your path straight? It's the Lord that makes your path straight. So is God asking us to act and control? No, God is not asking us to act and control. God is asking us to acknowledge and submit. So the more that you acknowledge and submit your way to the Lord, the more that he's going to make your path straight. And so for some of us, you know, we might feel like, I feel like for the past several years, my life has been going in a zigzag and there and backtrack and whatnot. Perhaps you need to submit your way to the Lord and surrender. And then God is going to be the one that makes your path straight. Lastly, it says, refuse to be right or wise in your own eyes. Let's read this together. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I'm going to generalize, but I feel like there's two ways to attaining wisdom. Number one is to be wise in your own eyes. To be wise in your own eyes means that everything in life needs to pass through my mind and judgment first, and it needs to make sense to me, and I need to feel good about it before I actually act and do it. The second way is learning to listen to the voice of the Lord, and even when it doesn't make total sense to me, that I'm going to obey. So we must refuse to be wise in our own eyes. Sometimes we're like, well, this is the way that I think, and this is the way that I process, and so I don't agree, all right? But today, the Lord is saying that we need to not trust in our own wisdom, but to seek the Lord and to ask him. Sorry, this one is the last one. Okay. So it says, fear God and turn away from sin. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I think this is probably, out of all these 6 points, this is kind of the one that kind of sticks out that doesn't seem like the rest of them. It's like, well, how does fearing God and turning away from sin relate to attaining wisdom from God? Sometimes the blockage to seeing and hearing God clearly is sin. So have you ever considered the reason why you lack wisdom and cannot hear God clearly in your life is because of sin? So for some of us, we feel very confused. Like, I don't know what to do. I can make decision A, B, or C, or D, and I don't know. Maybe the reason why we are lacking the wisdom and clarity from the Lord is because of sin. So when we regularly confess our sin and lay down all the self-righteousness, all of the pride, all of the self-protection, then we clear the space in our mind and our heart to hear the Lord clearly. And so sometimes we cannot make the right decision because our mind is too clouded, and there's just things that we got to lay down before the Lord. And so I want you to seriously consider this question today, because all of us need wisdom, right? Is there sin in our life that is preventing me from hearing God clearly, from listening to his voice? So we see here all of the points. God's way of attaining wisdom. Keep God's commands in your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. He will make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. So it's very different from the way that the world says today and society says to attain wisdom. Okay, so instead of clinging to the word of the Lord, right, man's way of attaining wisdom is to cling to or find other sources of wisdom. I don't need the word of God. All right, I'm just going to turn to all of these other sources. Okay? Trust and believe in yourself. You hear this a lot, and I think we say this to kids a lot. And I think there's a level of self-confidence that we need to build up in kids, right? That's not a bad thing. But at the end of the day, your heart and your mind is going to deceive you, right? So the key is not to trust and believe in yourself fundamentally, but to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Right? And I feel like this is why some of us are so self-righteous today, is because, like, well, I'm trusting and believing what I think, and that's enough for me. All right, lean and trust in your own intuition and understanding. Do what you feel is right and make your own path. Trust in your own wisdom and be light and casual with sin and evil. Okay. So this is a perfect prescription for losing the wisdom of God in your life. But the left column is a good prescription. I just literally just took the verses and broke it down. Okay. So who are the truly wise? Men and women who will cling to the instruction and the word of the Lord. Those that will trust in him with all their heart. Those that will submit all their ways to him. Those that refuse to be wise in their own eyes. And those that will fear the Lord and hate evil. So do you want the wisdom of the Lord in your life today? Yeah, it's a good thing, right? So there are a lot of benefits of God's wisdom, okay? Number one, it says well-being. Well-being is actually the title of the chapter when you read Proverbs 3. And so a lot of us are trying to find well-being for ourselves. I want my inside to have peace and well-being. Okay, well, this is what it says directly from the word of the Lord, that when we seek God's wisdom, we will receive our God-given sense of well-being. Okay? So it says long life, health to the body, nourishment. Fear of the Lord is the best health plan. Amen? Yes, work out and run and eat healthy, but fear the Lord. And you fear the Lord, God will give you long life, okay? Verse 2 is saying peace, prosperity, favor with God and man, and then lastly, God will make our path straight. The less you trust yourself, the less you think, and the more you listen to the voice of the Lord and follow him in simple faith and obedience, I think God will bless us. And he'll make our path straight. So this is what I'm learning. I am desperately more wicked than I realize, yet his blood and grace is more sufficient than I can comprehend. I realize that in me that there is so much sin. And there's so much wickedness. And even beyond what I can perceive, because I feel like my awareness level of myself is only so much. But then there's times and seasons that the Lord will show me a little bit deeper about these things that I'm actually going through, some deep-rooted fears, some deep-rooted issues. And sometimes it's like the Lord is letting me see a window into my heart and my soul. And when I look at it, I'm very shocked. And it's like, I didn't realize that I can be that wicked. I didn't realize that I can be this self-protective. I didn't realize that I can be this proud. And you can stay in that place and be broken and be disgusted with yourself. Yet it doesn't end there. That Jesus Christ says, yes, you are this broken. Yet my blood and grace is more sufficient than you can comprehend. And so when we cling to Jesus and when we cling to the cross, I think that's the root of true transformation. That God can take the most broken and ugly and wicked parts of yourself and change it and transform you from the inside out. Amen. So I want to give us an invitation this morning, and it's to receive the true wisdom of the Lord. So maybe you're like me. It's like you're at a crossroads, or you feel like you have to make some major decisions with your life. Have you asked the Lord yet? Have you asked God for his opinion? Not his opinion, God, his truth, right? Have you asked God, God, what do you want me to do? So I think there's some blockages sometimes into hearing God. And so this morning, I'm going to give us an invitation to renounce the self and receive God's true wisdom. So in order to renounce the self, we must confess of all trusting in ourself, leaning on our own understanding, okay? Maybe for some of us, we don't really value the word of the Lord in our life. And maybe that's something we have to confess, or not listening to Abba's voice. Another thing that prevents us from hearing God clearly is self-righteousness or being wise in our own eyes. So we want to lay this before the Lord. And then after we lay it before the Lord, we want to commit to saying, God, I want to fear you and shun evil. I want to commit to listening to Abba's voice even above my own thinking. I want to allow the Lord to sanctify my mind and my thoughts daily. And I want to commit to a spirit-driven life. So spirit-driven means that the Holy Spirit is dictating your life and showing you the way to go. Allow God to direct our paths in his timing, his sovereignty, and his way. So I want us to stand first, and maybe we can spend some time just worshiping the Lord. And then after we worship, I'm just going to lead us through a time of prayer to just confess any self, and then we'll receive God's true wisdom. But let's take some time first to worship. So, Father, we come before you, Lord. And God, that we know that you know our thoughts and you know our mind and you know our heart, Lord. And so we want to come before you, Lord, and to truly say that we want to listen to your voice. We want to hear you. We want to renounce all of our own thinking. So come, Holy Spirit, as we worship, and come and open wide our hearts and our minds to see clearly, Lord, as you see.
I wanna be close to your side, so heaven is real, death is alive. I wanna hear voices angels above, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty. Mighty, the great I am. wanna be near to your heart, loving the world, healing the dark. I wanna see dry bones living again, seeing eyes wide. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, great I am. Who is worthy? Come beside me, God Almighty, great I am. The mountain shake before you, their demons run and flee. At the mention of the name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am. The great.
Lord, we say that you are the great God and that you are above all, God, that you are above man, you are above us, Lord. You are the sovereign most high over all of the earth, Lord. God, we know that when we lift our eyes to see Jesus and when we lift our eyes to see the heavenly realm and when heaven opens, God, then we see things clearly for the way that they are, Lord. And so, God, we say today that we want to look and see, God, as you see, Lord, that we don't want to stay stuck, God, in our own thoughts. We don't want to stay stuck in our own wisdom, in our own understanding, Lord. And Lord, today we want to receive God's true wisdom for us, God. Lord, we confess, God, yeah, that so many times, Lord, we are so lost, God, and we don't know what to do. But today, Lord, we want to come before Jesus and we want to come before the cross, Lord, to renounce all of ourself, Lord, and all of the manifestations of the flesh and our own desires, God, in order to receive God's true wisdom. And so this morning, I'm going to invite us that you can pray and that you can confess and lay down all of the ways that the self manifests, that the ways that we trust in our own human reasoning and in our own understanding. And so on the slide, there's different points. But even if you want to use your own words and just say before the Lord this morning, God, that I want to renounce the self. I want to renounce all of my own human wisdom. Then I encourage you to use your own words to pray. And if you need help or pointers, you can work off the bullet points. But I'm going to invite us to all open our mouths and just lay this before the Lord today and really cut the root of the self so that we can receive God's true wisdom. So let's go ahead first and do the confession portion. So go ahead and let's pray together, all together, okay? Let's go. So God, I confess, God, of trusting in self, Lord. God, I confess of trusting in my own wisdom and my own understanding. Lord, forgive me, God, that I said that everything has to make sense to me before I obey you. Everything has to pass through my own desires and my own understanding in order to obey you. you. And so, Lord, I confess this before you. God, I confess, God, that I did not cling to your word. God, forgive me, God, that I did not value the word of the Lord, and instead I turned to all the other sources, God, of wisdom and understanding. God, forgive me that I even turned to people, God, before going first to Abba, Father, and saying, God, what do you want to say? What do you want to do? So, Lord, forgive me, Lord, for not listening to your voice, God, for not trusting, God, in the things that you say. Forgive me for all self-righteousness, Lord, thinking that I myself am right and I don't want to change, Lord, for being wise in my own eyes, God. Forgive me, God, for trusting, God, in my own experience, God, in my own things that I knew, God. But even when the voice of the Lord was saying otherwise, God, that I was not willing to step out and obey and act in true faith and true wisdom, God. So, God, forgive me. Forgive us, God, for all the manifestations of the self, Lord. So we come before the Lord and we come before the cross and we say, God, that we want to cut the root of self, God, and our own human understanding. So today we receive the blood of Jesus that can cleanse us from a guilty conscience, that can cleanse our mind and our heart. And we receive the blood of Jesus today to cleanse us from all of our sin, from all of our own foolishness, from all of the depraved mind and unsanctified imagination. And we invite Jesus now to come and cleanse us, to align our hearts to His, to align our mind to His, our will and our emotions to Him. So now we can come before the Lord and just make your own commitment to the Lord that you want to receive God's true wisdom. So again, you can use your own words if you want to use the points, but just with your own words, make it personal and just make this as a personal commitment to the Lord that you want to receive His wisdom. Let's go ahead and pray out loud together. So God, I want to commit, Lord, today to fear the Lord with all of my heart, God, to revere you with awe. God, I want to turn away from all evil, God, from all of my own sin and all of my own brokenness, Lord. God, today I want to commit to listening first to Abba's voice, God, even above my own thinking, God, and I want to commit that even if it doesn't make sense to me, Lord, that I still want to obey you. God, I want to commit, God, to allowing you to sanctify my mind and my thoughts daily, Lord. God, so that all my thoughts and all of the things that I think, God, will be pleasing to you. God, I want to commit to a spirit-driven life, to allowing the Holy Spirit to dictate and to show me the way to go. I want to commit to allowing you, Lord, to direct my path for my life in your timing and in your sovereignty and in your way. And you can hold out your hands and just allow the Holy Spirit to come and fill you now. The Lord is coming to fill our mind and even getting rid of all the thoughts that are unsanctified. So we cut off all the unsanctified imagination in Jesus' name. We command all the thoughts that are not of God to leave in Jesus' name and go where Jesus sends you. And now we allow Holy Spirit to come and fill our minds. And whatever is noble and whatever is lovely and whatever is of all the things that are of God, we welcome His voice into our life. We cut off all the root of self-righteousness and rebellion. We say today that we are going to listen and follow you. And we're not afraid of getting it wrong when we hear your voice wrong sometimes. We say that we want to walk in this process with Jesus to discern His voice, to fear Him and love Him deeply. Yes, I bless you. For a lot of you, you feel like you're at a crossroads or that you need to make major decisions. Bless you that you're not going to trust yourself, but you're going to just listen to God's voice. I bless you that even this week that the Lord would speak His wisdom into your life about what you are to do. Bless you with no fear or anxiety or worry, but that God's peace and Abba's voice will give you the true wisdom to what and what to do. Bless you that you will just soak in God's word, and that as you soak in Him and as you just spend time with Abba Father, that He's going to reveal His will and His purpose. Yeah. So Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, for your true wisdom in our life. We receive this over ourselves and over our church, God, that we will be a church that walks in true wisdom of what you want us to do. So I thank you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.